Now, what about research looking at locally advanced disease? You just had a major presentation at ASCO looking at your trial, the HOG study. There was also a follow-up on the 0023 SWOG study. What's the next step in terms of clinical research?
Well, I think that at this point, my view is we've reached a plateau in survival with our current strategies. I do not think that looking at other chemotherapy strategies, giving more courses prior to radiation, more courses after radiation, juggling the chemo drugs, and frankly, even manipulating the radiation dose and so forth, I really don't think that's likely to make that big of a difference. So we're at a plateau, and I think much like we're doing with stage four disease, we need to learn how to incorporate the newer agents. What we don't want to do is to do what we did with chemotherapy, which was A plus B versus B plus C, just the sense of empiricism. You throw the drug in the mix and hope it helps. That strategy might be useful for drugs like anti-angiogenic agents, which have broad activity and so forth. But when you have a specific molecularly targeted agent, such as an mTOR inhibitor, AKT inhibitor, an EGFR inhibitor, etc., it doesn't make any sense just to randomly throw it in the mix. So like stage four disease, I think what we need to do is figure out what patients have what clinical features, what molecular features they have, and then figure out how to incorporate the new agents in with chemo radiation. We have to take this slowly. We have to be careful. We've had recent experience within the Hoosier Oncology Group with sorafenib combined with cisplatin etoposide and radiation. We opened the trial, entered patients on the first cohort. This was a dose escalation of sorafenib. We were hoping that while you radiate the central tumor, that would significantly reduce the risk of hemorrhage. But unfortunately, one of our patients had a sudden death of pulmonary hemorrhage on that trial. So we've suspended that trial.
How many patients have been treated at that point?
It was on the first cohort. So we had three patients entered. All three were hospitalized. All three had severe esophagitis. All were dehydrated. One had neutropenic sepsis, and the same patient had fatal pulmonary hemorrhage as well. So this was with a very low dose of sorafenib. It was 200 milligrams once a day, which is 25% of the dose that you would ordinarily give, which is 400 milligrams twice a day. So it's an early experience, but if you take that in a vacuum, you may overlook that and go on, and that sometimes happens. But we've learned that with bevacizumab, for instance, and chemo radiation, in the experience of the Sarah Cannon group, they did a trial in limited stage small cell, and they had patients develop fatal episodes from TE fistulas. I think it's a bit of a red flag to us that we have to be very careful and learn how to incorporate these agents with chemo radiation. So how to do it, how to select patients with which agents, this is the challenge for us. And I do think we need to take what we learned from stage four disease and apply it to stage three. My fear is that we won't do that. My fear is that we'll take the targeted agents and just throw it in the mix or give it after chemo rads. I think we're setting ourselves up for many years of the same types of results we've seen.
So what is it that you want to do or that you are going to do?
Well, again, I think the anti-angiogenics may be different. So if we can learn how to incorporate those with chemo radiation, as the Southwest Oncology Group is doing with bevacizumab, they have this trial in which they're initially taking bevacizumab in just consolidation. If that's safely administered, they'll then move it into chemo radiation first to do it beginning with the second cycle so that patient's central disease has already had a few weeks of radiation and then ultimately to begin on day one. So that's a potential strategy. But I think trying to do things like looking at signature pathways, determining which drugs can be effective with certain genotypes, I think that's the winning strategy in the long term.